2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time 4:30. I'm Maria Shaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. Blue skies, 100 degrees downtown. KSL's top story this hour. Fire investigators are still trying to find out what happened at a Sugar House office complex, which was destroyed on Saturday morning. Now, they say they are investigating the fire, and it's caused so much damage that it's going to be tricky to find a cause. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Not a single stick left on 1110 East Ashton Avenue hasn't been blackened, and some steel I-beams look warped and bent. When damage is this bad, fire investigators say some of the clues they look for have been destroyed, just like everything else. Officials say there might still be some residues that the dogs can smell, but they hope nearby businesses will have surveillance video because they're not sure if any of the cameras or the hard drives from the scene can be salvaged.
Now, firefighters were sent back to the rubble this afternoon to put down hot spots that had been smoldering. Doctors in Utah are already seeing an uptick in heat-related illnesses, and they expect things to get worse as the hot weather continues. Pulmonologist Danita Boglaviv says the bad weather can be especially bad for people with lung problems, like people who survived COVID-19.
The lungs don't fully recover, and then you may be more susceptible to having kind of either breathing problems or coughing from the heat and really the ozone.
Dr. Blagev says some of the early warning signs include quick setting fatigue and nausea. About 90 customers are without power in Provo this afternoon. The city says the outage is around State Street and crews are working to turn the lights back on. Provo doesn't have an estimate of when that power will be restored. Have you heard the new possible name for Dixie State University? KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
The Dixie State University Name Recommendation Committee has voted in favor of a new name in an 11-3 vote. The name, Utah Polytechnic State University, with an alternative name of Utah Tech. The vote was made during a passionate discussion between the other possible name, Utah Technological University, according to the Deseret News. The name will now go to the Board of Trustees for them to consider. If they like it, the Utah legislature will have to give approval as well before the name is officially changed. The Name Recommendation Committee also voted earlier this month to drop the term Dixie from the school. Amy Kobabe at KSL News Radio.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and the NAACP joined together again today to announce millions of dollars in scholarships and donations for the future of the country. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards outlines what happens next.
The money will fund scholarships for young people in poverty who will be the first to go to college. It'll be run by the United Negro College Fund, or UNCF. Other money will create the Amos C. Brown Fellowship. Mr. Brown and President Nelson have spoken together at events and shared values and passions. Then there's $6 million in humanitarian money to fund even more service work in six metro areas of the country.
This partnership continues on the work started 3 years ago between the two organizations. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. At the NATO summit, President Biden responded to questions on how U.S. allies could trust the U.S. after former President Trump went back on a number of treaties. ABC's Andy Field has details.
President Biden saying he understands other nations' reluctance to trust U.S. democracy after the Trump false election claims in January 6th.
That shocked them and surprised them that could have happened. But I think they, like I do, believe the American people are not going to sustain that kind of behavior.
The president saying he got a warm welcome from allies who hope he's right. Andy Field, ABC News, Washington.
Representative Chris Stewart says President Biden must send a clear message to Russian President Vladimir Putin when they meet this week. And the message must also have teeth. That message, if Russia continues to support cyber attacks against America, we will strike back. Stewart says both Republicans and Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee stand ready to make sure that this is the case. Now, Stewart says Putin is hiding behind criminal groups who are clearly cyber attacking America, and they must start paying a price. A massive chemical plant fire in Illinois forced evacuations in Chicago today. The entire building has burned since early this morning and is expected to burn for several more days. Rockton Fire Chief Kirk Wilson says there's a reason they're not trying to save the building.
The business itself and all the people that work there, now they're out of a job, and I understand that. But unfortunately, these things do happen, and this was a tough one. It really was. It was a tough one, and I wanted to make sure that the firefighters that we're working on scene were safe as well.
Firefighters aren't using water on the fire because the chemicals could run into a nearby river. Ogden drivers are going to need an alternate route around a stretch of buckled road. The city says 12th Street is down to a single lane while crews are making repairs. And Ricky, is that causing any problems you're aware of?
Well, I haven't actually had a chance to look at the traffic camera in that area, but I was going to give Ogden drivers a big heads up on this. Now, with a road buckling, that's usually due to extreme heat, especially if there's an older piece of pavement that's weaker. And we are in extreme heat right now. So again, 12th Street down to one lane westbound due to the road buckling. And we'll keep an eye on that. But also, two new crashes on southbound I-15. Both are out of traffic on the left shoulders at 2100 and 2700 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And no one wants to cook on a day like today. It's so hot, so you're probably thinking, pizza takeout. So what is your favorite topping? Coming up, Jeff Kaplan telling us one you don't want to choose.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.